Welcome to the Science of Psychotherapy podcast with your hosts, Richard Hill and Matthew Darlitz.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Science of Psychotherapy podcast. My name is Matthew Darlitz, Editor-in-Chief of the Science of Psychotherapy, and I am here with Richard Hill, Managing Editor. Howdy, Richard.
Howdy, Matt. How are you this week? You're looking fantastic.
Oh, thank you, and so are you.
Particularly over the sound waves, you've got we've both got perfect faces for radio.
We do. Now, Richard, we are going in a number of directions today. We're going down to Melbourne in Australia and across to the United States.
Yes, we've got an old friend and a brand new friend, and all in relation to a brand new technical engagement. I've got my lovely friend Michael Yapko, who's just one of the most extraordinary people in hypnotherapy and psychology and psychotherapy. And also we have the incredible Chris Naumides, who is doing something technical in creating apps with Michael. He's sought out Michael, and Michael has found this to be an exciting project. I'm excited about it. I saw it the other day. What have you got to tell us about the two of these guys?
So Chris and his brother Alex are from Australia, and they're very tech-savvy kind of entrepreneurs coming out of Melbourne, and they've approached Michael to produce this sort of app. Now, I won't get into it because we'll talk about that in the podcast itself, but this is very timely, and the reason we're getting them on the show right now is that they're offering this application for free this month. Now, we're coming out with this podcast mid-month, but you've still got a few weeks to get hold of this. And we just thought it was just super timely, and the nature of the app is very, very timely. So we want to jump on this and let you all know about it.
Well, we better just cut out all the chatter and just get straight off and see what Michael and Chris have got to say for themselves.
Okay, let's dive into the conversation. Michael Yapko and Chris Naumides, thank you for joining us here on the Science of Psychotherapy podcast. How are you both?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
And Richard, I'm here listening away and wonderfully fascinated about the conversation we're going to have today.
Now, we've got you guys on today because you have developed an app for the phone, and you've got you're giving it away for April. So we thought we'd better get you on quick smart so that we can talk about this marvelous app, a bit of the history and the opportunity that our listeners have to jump on board and make good use of it.
Now, Michael, I'm very pleased to see Chris here because I know you very well, and actually out there technically creating apps, I thought, I don't know about that. We could see that you've had this wonderful technical support and that you've been obviously a contributor of therapeutic knowledge. Perhaps if you start us off, just because we know you a bit better, and then let us hear what Chris has been doing and all this. It's really interesting. I just think it's a fantastic app. We need these things. So, Michael, get us in. What's it about? Where did it come from? How the hell did you get involved? What's doing? This is so interesting.
Well, I'll tell you. I had been approached a number of times over the years to do something like this, and I was never really enthused about it. But Alex and Chris, two brothers who are both very smart, as you'll get a chance to hear Chris in a moment, and very entrepreneurial, approached me. And they were persistent and they were knowledgeable. They really had a good handle on what value hypnosis has. Now, me being an old timer, modern technology has never been my forte. So the idea independently of creating an app would have never occurred to me. But as I started to research it and realize that this is the way of the world today, that people are using their phones for everything, and that's being complemented by the wider acceptance of telehealth in general, of being able to deliver therapy sessions across the online platforms as well as through apps. And me being kind of a data hound, if you read any of my books, you know I like to research, I like data. I wanted to know if you use an app or if you have sessions across Skype or any online platform, are you really sacrificing anything in terms of the quality of the session or the outcomes? And what the data have shown remarkably over the last decade is that one of the most sacred assumptions of therapists, that you need to be in the same room with the client in order to be effective, has really fallen by the wayside. The data have contradicted it pretty soundly. And so the more comfortable I got with the idea that this works, the more appealing it became to me to take Chris and his brother Alex up on participating in this app. And then when I saw how they were going about it and what they intended to do, it was really really a welcome thing, and I was really pleased to help. And this is, of course, hypnosis in the best of ways for self-help. So I think what I'd like to do is turn it over to Chris, and he can tell you how he got the idea and how all of this came about.
That's fantastic. And Chris, we'd love to hear this. I mean, Michael is one of the sharpest minds in the game. So when I hear him talk about the theoretical framework that we've done the research and seen, and we talk a lot about that. We talk a lot about systems and that frame. That's a hell of a thing. Now, people can't see you, but from the point of us gray-haired old guys, you're like about 12. So just a little bit. Little bit about your background, and then where you come from, and then please dive into all this wonderful co-creation that has occurred between your technology and Michael's input.
So maybe a bit about my background is that I was, when we first came up with the idea, I was studying commerce and psychology at university, but both Alex and I, we've always been interested in startups and building our own companies. And so we launched an app called Covet, which helped women rent dresses to and from each other. I promise this is related. It's not too random. But when we first launched the app, after 6 weeks of launching it, so we built it for about 5 months, and after 6 weeks of launching it, we realized that for the next 7 years, we don't want to be working on a problem that we don't necessarily face ourselves and with a market we don't understand. It's not something we're passionate about. And so we killed it. We shut it down. But unexpectedly following that, we fell into a period of anxiety, self-doubt, rumination, negative thinking, something we weren't necessarily expecting. And that sort of led us down a path of understanding, trying to understand how we think and how we can work with ourselves to manage that thought, manage our thoughts and control them eventually. That's when we stumbled across a podcast, which is called Science vs. Hypnosis. Our experience with hypnosis previously is probably a lot of people's experience with hypnosis, which is fucking like a chicken, mind control, watch flying in front of you. Yeah. And that's not what it is. And that's what that podcast sort of gave us a little spark of like, how can we dive deeper into this and figure out exactly what it is? And so that's what we did. We kept diving, reading the research, looking into issues from anxiety to chronic pain to IBS to smoking cessation. And we found out there's actually a lot of science behind it. And that's when Michael's name popped up a fair bit. And so we were like, we dived into, I guess, more his background and understanding of how he thinks about hypnosis and trance work and all those different applications of like brief therapy. And that's when we found, okay, this is the person we want to work with. And so we launched the mindset with programs in anxiety, depression, self-esteem, but this is not with Michael as a content creator. And we used that sort of base to, I think we reached out to Michael 3 times before he replied. And then the third time we reached out, he replied and we got on a call and we worked out that, hey, we both have the same sort of vision of how you can turn therapy, like effective therapy from world-leading clinicians into an app and help make it available to everyone from their home, which in a time like this matters a lot because a lot of people can't necessarily get out and talk to people, and turn it into more of a self-help tool where people can decide what areas they want to help and what areas they want to work on themselves. And yeah, now we're here. And now we've launched, I think Michael has about 20 or so sessions in the program, in the app, from anxiety to negative thinking to positivity and self-growth.
That's wonderful. Now, Michael, you're certainly, as far as hypnotherapy is concerned, as one of the leading people in the world. Your book, Trance Work, is in its 5th edition, I think. And when you were saying references, you actually have to have a separate web link for references. There's so many. So your data is extraordinary. But you've also been very involved in psychology, the psychotherapy, your books on depression, depression as a contagious disease, and those areas of anxiety. You speak to psychological societies all around the world. I know in Australia you've done these frameworks. So the beautiful thing that I can see with Chris is this enormous broad scope of knowledge. And now I hear, yeah, this thing of anxiety, of depression, of looking at these ways we think. What did you find were the avenues that, how did you think about this when you answered the Chris and Alex on how to construct this?
Well, you know, anybody who is going to improve is going to need to do some self-help. Even if they're in therapy, they're going to need to do a lot of work independently, which is why most therapists will provide exercises to do, activities to engage in that will help them build the mindset that they need, build the skills that they need. And so to have an avenue such as mindset that is readily available to people that will enhance their efforts in whatever it is that they're trying to do was very appealing. And then, of course, over the last few months, as COVID-19 began to surge around the world and quarantine became the necessity, being home or being sheltered in place wherever you are made it even more important to have access to these kinds of tools. You know, there are many, many mental health experts, people who are at the CDC, who are saying that beyond the COVID-19 pandemic, the next pandemic is going to be the mental health pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, the kinds of anxiety and depression that will arise in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so once again, how do we reach more people? How do we make it readily available? Currently, the Mindset app is available on iPhone. So anybody who has an iPad or an iPhone can avail themselves of it. Alex and Chris are busy working away on getting it ready for Android applications, which will be happening sometime this year, we're projecting. And so the fact that this is going to be available, so readily available, and then, you know, later on we can keep expanding it, you know, to start thinking about translations into other languages and other kinds of opportunities. But all of this really revolves around how can we put help in the hands of people who need it and people who want it.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we just have a brief snapshot, Chris, about how the app actually works?
Yep. So the whole app is currently client-facing. So someone would come through, when they first start with the app, they would come through, either create an account or skip that process, and then select the area that they want to start with first. So that could be they want to focus on self-awareness, they want to focus on positive thinking or becoming more calm. And so after doing that, they would be put through, we currently have like pre-selected courses. So things are like Michael's Calm Down program has six sessions on anxiety and different thought processes around that of how you can learn the skills to manage or even prevent anxiety. And so each session is delivered through an audio recording. After listening to one session, you'll move on to the next session. And so from a therapist's point of view or from a professional's point of view, it's less, you wouldn't be able to see what your client's doing. You wouldn't be able to see any of that. It's more of a referral process. And then when you come back into the session with an in-person with your client, it'd be more, how have you found that the sessions at home so far? How can we work with this? And then do your session, and then you could even send them specific sessions to go through on the app at home.
That's fantastic. It's interesting because Matt and I are actually writing a book at the moment on the science of psychotherapy, trying to bring together these ideas of ours. And I'm right in the middle of looking at what makes for effective therapy. Mm. And the research that, so I have it off the top of my head, Scott Miller and associates and things in the late 90s were talking about what we call extra therapeutic factors at 40%. And later in just 2010, Kevin Duncan was talking talking about high 80s, 85, he's actually quoted 87% of impact by these extra therapeutics. So there's stuff that happens in the room, and it's really important, but it's the stuff that happens not in the room, and this is what you're contributing, and this is why I got so excited about not the existence of the app, because I suggest that there are probably a number of them out there, but the existence of an app that's going to have this degree of quality.
Yeah, so I was going to ask too, because a lot of people will be questioning, you know, about efficacy, you know, and you know, how Michael, you mentioned first up, you know, we sort of hold dear to this idea that if it's not, you know, we're not in the room, if the dyad isn't in the room, then it's kind of less than if we're doing things online or through an application. But there are studies, as you mentioned, that idea is rather debunked.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, this is, to me, one of the most important things about this is, you know, we can talk about empirically validated therapies, and I think that is really promoting a misconception that it's the therapy that is what works.
Right.
And it's the interface between the therapist, the therapy, and the client. It's not the therapy. And I would much rather that we empirically validate therapists rather than empirically validate therapies.
Okay.
And so, you know, what we're really striving to do is provide a vehicle, a mindset. You know, it's such a perfect name for what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Promoting a mindset that allows people to acquire the skills. And even at the simplest level, how much of therapy is about education? How much of therapy is about teaching clients new ideas, new perspectives, new skills? And at the simplest level, don't people learn better when they're focused and when they're relaxed? And to provide them that context, which is what mindset does, it creates an environment that invites people to acquire these particular perspectives and skill sets that are going to make the difference in how they feel. Now, it's, again, worth repeating that this isn't therapy. It's not individualized, of course, to the person. But what it speaks to are the common denominators of these experiences, that having studied depression now, for example, for almost half a century, I'm dating myself, but having studied depression now for almost half a century, there are certain common denominators. There are certain aspects of how people convince themselves that they're helpless, or how they convince themselves that they're hopeless. And anybody is going to have to address that quality of helplessness and hopelessness if this person's going to feel better eventually. And so it's at that level of speaking to the universals of those experiences that make it valuable self-help.
I've noticed in the last few years, we talk more about the therapeutic experience more than we talk about therapy. I like that terminology, and the therapeutic experience is something that continues for the client in the room, out of the room, and these other aspects. Now, Chris, I just wanted to get back to something you said. Said a bit earlier as you were describing the app, you said there was the CALM program, which was six aspects that Michael did. So is that an idea? There are a number of elements, a number of different types of programs that you can go for different needs and wants. And how have you organized those, the access to those?
Yeah, so we split the sessions into two different angles. One is called, we call them sessions. And so that would be the Calm Down program, which is focused more on teaching the skills about anxiety. And then we have Better Focus, Better Life, which is more positive thinking and positive growth. And then Focus on Feeling Good, which is more around depression and negative thinking. And so these sessions are more tailored towards specific issues where it's all about learning skills. And then we have another section within the app called Moments, which is more very short sessions for moments in your life where you may not want to dive deep for 15, 20, 30 minutes into a session, but may want to feel relaxed for a bit, or may want to sleep well tonight. It's more like immediate action, but not immediate result, if that makes sense. It's more
a short boost.
Yeah.
Just a short boost to a session. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
And this is something, Michael, this is, we underestimate and we underplay. And I think I'm very excited. I'm even more excited. I'm getting more excited as I go along. But these sorts of little things, like getting a better night's sleep, and I've heard you talk about this and various, and certainly in your depression is a contagious disease, these sorts of small, short bursts are terribly important for our well-being, mentally and physically. Is this something you were really keen on?
Well, yeah, my whole orientation for my entire professional life has been, how can we do therapy in the shortest possible time? You know, I'm a subscriber to Jay Haley's perspective. Jay Haley, one of the great pioneers of family therapy and strategic therapy, and certainly the person who made Milton Erickson known to the greater world population of therapists. Jay was a friend and mentor of mine for many years, and he used to say all the time, the problem with people in therapy is that they're in therapy. And the goal is to get them out as quickly as possible because therapy is not a normal relationship. And so the idea of having these quick boosts, and really Chris and Alex get the credit for that. That was their idea. How can we provide something really in just a few minutes when somebody just needs that extra little push to handle some situation with a little bit greater skill or a little bit better frame of mind? So when they started talking to me about that, it clicked. It instantly made sense to me that this is a useful tool. And that's part of what I've discovered in working with Chris and Alex is they're two very talented, very innovative guys. And you know, you're starting to get a sense of that from the way that they've organized these things.
Yeah, I think something on that point as well is how we saw the importance of moments was also that you can have really good therapy sessions with like within in-person clients, but you can't necessarily be with them at their bed, putting them to sleep at night, or you can't necessarily be with them just before a big meeting where they need to calm down slightly. So you can still teach them long-term skills, but having that person in your back pocket or that person in the back pocket that's just looking out for you at that right time is immensely helpful.
I love that term, Matt. Having that person in your back pocket is
quite literally. That's wonderful.
Cool. Yeah.
Now, I did notice too when you're describing the app on the website that there is a section there about irritable bowel syndrome. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the irritable bowel syndrome program is in a fully separate product called Nerva. It's in a standalone app which. It follows a six-week program, but we worked with Monash University to so what would happen with Dr. Simone Peters worked with Monash University with a six-week gut-directed hypnotherapy program, which showed it was just as effective as the low FODMAP diet, which is the normal standard treatment for IBS. Mm-hmm. And when we saw that, it's the same reason we talked to Michael, is we want to work with the best people in the world who approach it from an evidence-based standpoint, which is the same as what we do. And so we approached Simone and got her to convinced her to work with us to digitalize it and make it accessible to more people. And so now that six-week program is within Nerva, and we're actually running clinical trials or planning to run clinical trials with this program as well, and already seeing like amazing results from symptom reduction.
Wonderful.
What I just think, Michael, I don't know, so I'm older, but I started late. But I came into the field where Michael, with the Milton Erickson Foundation, about 15 years ago. And Chris, I probably was sort of your age, but just chronologically older in the experience. And I got to tell you how beautiful it's been to be mentored, encouraged, engaged. And you know, there are some words that Michael has said to me over the years that have been inspiring. They've been motivating. They've been kicking your pantsing. And then there's some that have just been entrancing. As we go along, I think the relationship that you're going to have, it looks like it's going to continue for a while. You guys have got a beautiful, wonderful place to start. But Michael, just for you looking down, I'm just sort of reminiscing a bit about this mentoring. What are you feeling about the future with these guys?
I think the future is wide open. You know, we've started this and, you know, I see lots of possibilities and, you know, we're really just starting the expansion phase right now, you know, having announced it. So many of my colleagues responded to our newsletter announcement about mindset, and already the feedback has been unbelievable. The number of people who have recommended it to their clients and their clients have liked it very much and found it helpful. So, you know, Chris talked about doing some of the research around the IBS program, and I think we're going to be able to expand that to say something meaningful that we can then bring to insurance companies and hospitals and agencies and clinics to be able to say that this is the kind of thing that, you know, can be a very low cost, high yield arrangement. And I see the future as being wide open, and I'm looking forward to working with Chris and Alex on continuing to expand over the years to come.
And Chris, how are you feeling about this wonderful, I mean, you're a genius, it's tapping into the genius with all these wonderful experts. Was that something, this is a, to me, there's a good sense of ego. It's not like I can do all this. I can do this better with others is what I'm hearing. Has that been a philosophy you've grown into, or is it something that you had to learn? How did that come about?
Probably comes about, it's like the back to the same reason of my background, not necessarily being in healthcare, not necessarily being in therapy, not necessarily being in anything really. Like I came out of university. It's more that I know I don't know anything, but I know that if I connect with the right people, then I can learn it. And so that's me and Alex's approach with everything in terms of when we want to learn about therapy, we want to learn about how to engage with clients. And like we come and speak to Yapko and we just like absorb everything at once at all times. If we want to learn about business, we've connected with, we went through the Y Combinator program. You might not have experience with it, but it's a startup accelerator program in the US through like the best business mentors all around the world. And so now we have a pool to be able to contact and like, I guess in the same way you said mentor, but just get those little nuggets of gold out and try to learn as much as possible. And it's definitely a philosophy with us and probably came just from the fact that we don't know anything and have no experience ourselves.
Well, look, that's very much like what happened to me.
I was going to say, Richard, that, you know, that's what happened to you. This is what the value of curiosity is, the value of openness. And, you know, having known you, as you said, for 15 years and knowing you are curious by nature and you're always asking questions and you want to know things. And, you know, it was Socrates who said, curiosity is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah. And so this is this wonderful construction. We're watching these. I mean, I'm so supportive, and Matt and I are so supportive of co-creative activities. We actually do as much as we can in the background. And the first thing, as soon as I saw this, I said, how can we add to this? And Matt and I said, well, we've got our podcast. it's a very, very small a contribution that we can make, but it's a part of everything. We love it.
So as we sort of draw to a close, I'm just wondering if there's anything else, Chris, that you'd like to just have a bit of a chat about in terms of the application.
Perhaps specifically, what do I do to gain access to it? That would be just a quick practical, press this button, press that button, do this. Yeah.
We try to make it as easy as possible to get access to this free month. And so you won't actually have to do anything apart from download the app. You won't see any paywall. You won't see any like starting trial or anything like that. You'll go straight to the app and you'll be able to listen to the session. And then when the end of the month, we'll contact your clients through email and say, hey, or pop up in the app, which will say, hey, this is about to run out. We're also giving away 30% off the monthly price to make it like a easier transition from being able to be completely free to being able to like having some sort of payment involved. The pitch for your clients would be the same thing I was saying before, which is they're currently at a stage in their life where, or everyone is, I guess, where everyone's stuck at home right now and not necessarily feeling great. They won't have access to the same sort of materials or people that they would have previously been able to rely on. And so having someone there, like Yapko, like Michael, who has a lot of experience and can be there for them, just adds that extra bit of, I can't remember, but we were talking about learning just before, the idea of learning how you're always learning better in a focused state. Yeah. How I sort of see it as well as, The other aspect of learning is that you learn better when you repeat it. And so even if you work with your clients for 1 hour or one session, if you can send them to a place where they can repeat like areas of that therapy in a way that's at home and they can do themselves, then that just provides immense benefit towards your own therapy, like the effectiveness of your own therapy. And yeah, I guess that's the pitch. It's you can help people and
You've got the elevator one down. Great. I love it. It's very, but that was very appropriate. And we'll have a link to everything on the podcast page. And Michael, what comments might you have?
Well, I think that, you know, the world is quite chaotic right now. And, you know, one of the things about when there's this much level of uncertainty of all the questions people are asking, will life get back to normal? When will life get back to normal? When can I leave my home? When can I do the things that I normally do? How can I get through this and be okay? You know, it's an especially significant and relevant time for this kind of an app. It'll always be valuable, but there's something now, especially when most people are wrestling with these kinds of serious emotional issues and mental health issues, to have something like this available, I think, is a really, really wonderful contribution. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. I think it's great that it's free for now, and that even once it goes to its subscription rate, it's a relatively inexpensive thing. And I feel good about that as well. You know, it's, I think, a really good contribution. I'm proud to be associated with it. And I hope people will find it as valuable as I would hope it would be for them.
Wow, wonderful. Well, what a great project. Chris, I'm glad you persisted to, you know, contact Michael and you two eventually got together to do this. We will certainly be pointing all of our readers to the resources that you have and pointing them to the app. It's been wonderful having you on the show. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Richard.
Lovely to see you both.
Good talking with you. Talk to you soon, Chris.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that was cool. That was really great. I think the thing that stuck in my sort of thinking, you brought it up again and Michael talked about it earlier, is how effective is working online, of working privately with technology. And I know you've heard it saying, oh, it's not real, it's not true, you need this, you need that. And the answer is not about the fact that one is better or one is right or one is wrong. It is, what do we create with what we've got? What do we create with what's available to us? Now, here we have, that's the curiosity, my curiosity approach. Mm. But it's not that we're replacing face-to-face stuff with technological stuff. It's that technological stuff has its own framework.
Yeah.
And we need to engage with that as much as the face-to-face work.
Yeah, yeah. And using applications like this, for this generation, it's very natural, you know, seamless thing to be doing. It's not alien at all.
Yeah, I think that's very important too. So familiarity and comfort, those important elements. There's almost, one could say, there is a pre-established rapport with technology for a large swathe of the community. But there are some parts of the community where it's uncomfortable and a bit odd. Okay. We need things that help them. And one of the things that helps them is technological brilliance. And it looks like Chris is bringing that. Mm-hmm. And also theoretical sensitivity and excellence behind that. And if Michael's involved in this project, then this project is a good project.
Absolutely. So for everyone that would like Michael Yapko in their back pocket.
and a young fella like Chris and Alex, that's great.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Brilliant. Well, thanks, Richard. I'd just like to just sort of mention again, if you're enjoying the show and you appreciate what we're doing here at the Science of Psychotherapy, then I would encourage you to become a subscriber to the Science of Psychotherapy. And we've got a stack of magazines and course material and everything to boot.
Yes, and all that course material comes with a certificate that you can send to your organization. They all vary in the way they assess it, but we are internationally acknowledged and recognized, so it's fantastic. Come and join us.
Oh, thanks, Richard. It's been a pleasure as always. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Science of Psychotherapy podcast. For more great science, go to thescienceofpsychotherapy.com.